This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Is here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Welcome, Hour 3, Mark Levin Show. It is nice to have you with us, as we've got a lot to talk about, including a shooting that happened in Washington, D.C., against two of our National Guardsmen. I want to open by talking about what happened in D.C. You have two National Guardsmen that were ambushed. We now know it was because of an Afghan national. We know that the Afghan national came into the U.S. in 2021 in our withdrawal from Afghanistan. We know that the individual, the alleged terrorist gunman who shot the two National Guard members, overstayed his visa. The crazed gunman shooting those two National Guardsmen in an ambush near the White House is a 29-year-old Afghan national who came during the chaotic 2021 Afghan withdrawal. He was lying in wait before he rounded the corner near the Farragut West Metro Station, opened fire, striking a female guard in the chest before deliberately trying to execute her, shooting her in the head, according to law enforcement sources. The man entered the country under Operation Allies. That would be Joe Biden, you know, because he never met an illegal immigrant. He didn't say come to America. He, quote, resettled in Bellingham, Washington. He fired at and struck the second guard after shooting the first in the head. A third guard station nearby rushed the area and took him down. The two armed soldiers who were patrolling the streets when the suspect launched his vicious rampage were taken to nearby hospitals in critical condition at the time. The suspect was reportedly shot four times. What was he saying when he was shooting? Allah Akbar. Some things never change in these terrorist attacks. Law enforcement sources to the FBI is initially treating the shooting as a potential act of terrorism. But why did this happen and how did we get here yet again? I'm going to tell you. I think it's because yet again we are witnessing the dehumanization of our men and women in uniform. Yet again, we are watching Democrats dehumanize our men and women who protect and defend. Over and over again, we are witnessing this happen. When Fox News Channel broke the news, you had them telling the story and in shock about how we got to this point. And this is just days after six Democratic lawmakers dehumanized our men and women in uniform, dehumanized the National Guard. And you wonder what could have motivated this individual. I want you to listen to the Fox report.
This is a Fox News alert. Two National Guardsmen in critical condition tonight after being shot in a targeted attack just blocks from the White House. The lone suspect is in custody. Sources telling Fox News that the gunman is an Afghan national who was let in under Biden and then overstayed his visa. And this is in just moments ago. The suspect apparently waited for the guardsman to come around the corner, then opened fire. He shot a female guard in the chest, then walked up, took her firearm and shot her point blank in the head. He took her weapon and fired at other guard members, hitting one in the neck before a third guardsman engaged him and brought him down. Let's go live now to West Palm Beach, where Fox's Dana Marie McNichol is standing by. Dana Marie, what has the reaction been from the White House tonight?
Hi, Jason. Good evening. Although President Trump is here in Florida, the White House went on lockdown immediately after that shooting happened. We know that the president was quickly briefed, and then he posted on Truth Social updates. He shared the suspect who shot the two National Guard members is severely wounded and will pay a very steep price. He wrote, "God bless our great National Guard and all our military and law enforcement. They are truly great people." We know Senator Chuck Schumer, he posted on X, he's closely monitoring the situation and thanking first responders for quickly capturing the suspect that Fox News just confirmed is an Afghan national who came into the United States during Operation Allies Welcome in 2021 under the Biden administration. Now, law enforcement sources say they believe the male suspect acted alone in a targeted attack. Now, hundreds of National Guard troops have been in Washington since August, and earlier this month, President Trump ordered their deployment to be extended in the city until at least through February of next year. And tonight, the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, said that Trump ordered an additional 500 troops to be deployed in D.C. Now, as the news of the shooting broke, Vice President J.D. Vance, he was addressing service members at Fort Campbell in Kentucky ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. He asked for prayers for the two West Virginia National Guard members who are in critical condition tonight. And Dacian, you just shared those gruesome details of how the shooting played out just blocks away from the White House. Now, the president is not expected to address this shooting on camera tonight, but tomorrow does have a scheduled call over the phone with service members. So, of course, we'll be bringing you those remarks.
Just think about everything you just heard there, and then go back to this question. And the question that all of you should be asking yourself is, how did we get to a point where this is now the new norm? It's not just the shooting of the National Guardsmen. It's the attacking of ICE agents. Multiple ICE agents have been shot. Multiple innocent people have been killed while they were targeting ICE agents. This is consistent over and over and over again. The dehumanizing of our men and women in law enforcement over and over and over again. Why is the left doing this? Because they don't mind it when these people get shot. They don't mind it when they get killed. And if you stand up and say the truth about this, that you don't want these people coming into our country, they're like, oh, that's Islamophobic, and you can't say that. I'm sorry. This person should have never been let into this country. This person should have never been allowed to come in without being vetted. And when you have an Islamic war cry going out, Allah Akbar, by a 29-year-old Afghan illegal immigrant who opened fire on U.S. guardsmen just 2 miles from the White House, brought here in 2021 by Joe Biden. Multiple law enforcement sources and eyewitnesses confirmed the shooter, the Afghan national, screamed Allah Akbar while attacking three D.C. National Guardsmen near the Capitol. Witnesses described the chilling jihadist indicators, Islamic beard, a hallmark of religious jihadists, repeated shouts of Allah Akbar, the signature war cry used in nearly every major jihadist attack worldwide. And of course, the media is going to want to tell you and downplay this and not give you this story and say it was random or it was senseless or that we, you know, some sort of gun violence, so we need more gun control. They're going to tell you all of those things. They're not going to tell you this is a failed U.S. policy. They're not going to tell you that Joe Biden let this person in. They're not going to tell you that the person overstayed his visa. They're not going to tell you that he believes that we are the infidels and we must be killed. That's what jihadists believe for more than, what, I mean, over 1,000 years. There were red flags here. Why were they all ignored? Allah Akbar, by the way, it's never a coincidence. Allah Akbar means Allah's great. Not great, the greatest, right? Greater than God, greater than your laws, greater than your country, greater than your life. It's tied directly to Islamic conquest theology. It appears alongside the Quran, 933, which commands Islam to triumph over all other faiths. All other faiths in this country. And in the world. It's been the shouting battle cry in nearly every major jihadist attack, including the 9/11 hijackers, the Paris massacre, the Pulse nightclub in Orlando in 2016, the London Bridge attackers, the ISIS execution videos, the 2025 EasyJet hijack attempt. It's not a prayer. It's a psychological warfare. It's a battlefield signal meant to terrorize, intimidate, and sanctify the attack. When witnesses heard the D.C. shooter screaming at mid-firefight, they knew exactly what it meant. They knew it was a terrorist attack. They knew it was going to be someone that is Muslim. But they're going to say none of this on the news. They're going to make this go away so fast. The clear connection between these attacks over and over again is obvious. Whether it was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, whether it was al-Baghdadi, whether it was Taliban enforcers, whether it's radicalized European jihadists, whether it's this guy here. What do you see consistently? The same exact things. Over and over and over again. And the Afghan connection and the warning that Washington ignored is obvious. Biden's catastrophic 2021 Kabul withdrawal, more than 80,000 Afghans were flown to the U.S. with incomplete vetting. That is a fact we know. The Department of Homeland Security later admitted that thousands had derogatory information. Those are their words, not mine. The Department of Homeland Security admitted that thousands of the 80,000 that were let in had, quote, derogatory information, including possible terror ties. Afghanistan remains one of the world's most intense jihadist incubators. The Taliban, the ISIS-K, openly endorsed attacks on the West. Biden brought them in anyway. Our guardsmen, they're heroes. But what are they being treated like? Villains now by our own Democratic Party. One guardsman, by the way, was airlifted in critical condition after taking rounds meant to kill him. And what do the jihadists do? They seek to destroy. I will say it right now. I want a full release of the suspect's background. I want any watch list that he was hit on or on. I want all the immigration and vetting history. I want his mosque affiliations. I want online radicalization information. I want all of the government failure points. And by the way, I do want Joe Biden and his administration to be held responsible and accountable for this attack. And this attack is not an anomaly, by the way, it is a symptom. It's not an anomaly at all. Pray for the guardsmen, most importantly. But we also need to demand answers. Ben Ferguson, filling in for the great one, Mark Levin. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Fed up, and let's be honest, many Americans are. We shouldn't be shouting at our TV. We should do something that actually matters. There are forces abound trying to dismantle everything we hold dear. Faith, family, freedom. The media cover for them. Big tech silences us, and the elites laugh while the country burns, but not during my watch. Levin TV from Blaze TV is where the mask gets ripped off. And Blaze TV is one of the only platforms giving real conservatives the freedom to speak the truth. Go to LevinTV.com/Levin. That's LevinTV.com/Levin. And use promo code Levin. And you get $20 off your annual subscription. It's only $8 a month, just 26 cents a day, and it actually will make a difference. If you've had enough, join with us. Stand with the people who won't back down and won't be silenced. Go to LevinTV.com/Levin. Join us today. That's LevinTV.com/Levin.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
And you want to get out of that silly little thing? My advice, get the facts. Call me and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit absolutely free. Inside, you'll learn how timeshare works and all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test. Just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Free government cheese from Mark Levin.
Talk about cause and effect. Here's another example of cause and effect of what is happening against our National Guardsmen. And this makes me extremely angry. Did you know that in America, as we speak, there are billboards that have been purchased? Billboards that are up urging National Guardsmen to refuse orders from the Trump administration. And these have spouted up organically, they want you to believe, around the country. This clearly is tied to the start of all of this by the Democrats in Congress that said you can refuse orders from the president. A left-wing group, we now can confirm, is putting up billboards in high-crime cities where President Donald Trump has deployed the National Guard, telling military service members That is not what they signed up for, quote unquote. This is not what they signed up for. And encouraging them to, quote, refuse unlawful orders, even though they're not even describing any unlawful orders that have been given by the president. Win Without War is the name of the group. Remember it. Let's make them famous. The Win Without War group is a self-described, quote, diverse network of activists and national organizations working for progressive foreign policy. They have now launched their billboard campaign in Washington, D.C. Then they expanded it to Chicago, to Memphis, and the military bases of Fort Bragg and Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. This is the radical left. One of the billboards even asks, did you go airborne just to pull security for ICE? Question mark. Before directing people to a website called notwhatyousignedupfor.org. The billboards encouraging the military members to dissent against leadership are now beginning to appear. One billboard near Fort Bragg showing our men and women in uniform, our National Guardsmen, on the streets of a major city and directing the service members to that website. The website instructs service members to get Win Without War's resources on their personal devices using Proton Mail, Signal, and a virtual private network known as a VPN for encrypted access. The resources include veteran legal organizations aimed at sharing guidance on refusing what they describe as illegal orders. All of this goes back to the Democrats and the video they put out, which is now clearly putting service members' lives at risk, in danger, especially after the attack we've just witnessed in Washington, D.C. And what did those Democratic members of Congress say?
I'm Senator Alyssa Sotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow.
I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
And right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we
are. If you don't think that that video is connected to the shooting in D.C., you're an idiot. If you don't think that video is connected to these billboards that are popping up around the country, you are an idiot. If you don't think this website instructing service members to Win Without War resources on their personal devices using encryption is directly trying to overthrow our U.S. government and our president and his orders, you're an idiot. 1-877-381-3811. Ben Ferguson filling in for the great one, Mark Levin. We'll be right back.
Guys, are you looking for a good all-around men's health partner? For anything from weight loss to testosterone support and beyond. Check out Rugiet. They have clinically backed medications and free consultations from board-certified doctors that make it easy to get a personalized treatment plan, all online. Plus, all prescriptions come from FDA-regulated pharmacies and ship direct to your home. Stop making excuses and start making moves. Visit Rugiet.com/Levin to get 15% off your first order. That's Rugiet.com/Levin. Use our code so they know we sent you. Get 15% off your first order now at RUGIET.com/Levin. Rugiette, your personalized men's health partner.
Compounded drugs are permitted to be prescribed under federal law but are not FDA approved and do not undergo FDA safety, effectiveness, or manufacturing review. Visit the Rugiette website for full safety information.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Get ready for the day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast sets you up to seize any moment, rain or shine. Brought to you by the Queen of Dragons, a value-driven local spot offering premium flower, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Friday special lasts all weekend till supplies run out. Hurry over! Check them out on X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Eden Theatre Company presents Once Upon a Christmas Night, an exciting, original, family-friendly show about the wonder of Christmas.
Join us at the David Marr Theatre at 2200 Eureka Way, December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. Tickets are only $20. You may purchase them online at eventbrite.com. Simply search Eden Theatre Company.
Enjoy beloved holiday classics such as...
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Maybe it's cold. Maybe it's cold outside.
Don't miss Eden Theatre Company's Once Upon a Christmas Night on December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. at the David Marr Theatre at 2200 Eureka Way. Tickets are just $20 on Eventbrite.com. Search Eden Theatre Company Once Upon a Christmas Night or purchase your tickets at the door. It's an evening you won't forget.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
1-1. All right, welcome back. It is the Mark Levin Show. Ben Ferguson filling in for the great one, Mark Levin. If you just joined us, we're talking about billboards popping up all over the country Giving guidance, telling men and women in uniform to stop doing their jobs. These resources include veteran legal organizations, they say, will give you guidance on refusing the orders. Social media users, by the way, drew similarities from the billboards to the recent video made by the Democratic senators and representatives telling the service members to refuse illegal orders from the Trump administration. The reason why I'm connecting these dots for you is so you understand. This is all being done by design. You look at the senator and her tweet, one of those in the video. We want to speak directly to members of the military and the intelligence community. The American people need you to stand up for our laws and our Constitution. Don't give up the ship. That is her exact words when she then put out the video, calling for, in essence, an overthrow of the will of the people. An October press release from this organization that I just told you about explains the static and mobile billboards were put up around the country following the, quote, unprecedented deployment of the National Guard in two cities. Again, this is demonizing and dehumanizing the National Guard. One of the signs in Memphis, my hometown, reads, Tennessee Army National Guard, you joined to serve your community. So what are you doing in Memphis? Question mark. You look at this shooting in D.C., when this gunman opened fire on the National Guardman from West Virginia near the White House, leaving them critically wounded. The president had it right when he said the animal that shot the two National Guardsmen, with both being critically wounded and now in two separate hospitals, is also severely wounded, but regardless will pay a very steep price. God bless our great National Guard and all of our military and law enforcement. These are truly great people, he says. I, as President of the United States of America, and everyone associated with this office of the presidency, am with you. God bless our National Guardmen, but this is being done on purpose. This is to dehumanize. Which brings me to another story that goes right along with what I just told you. In Virginia, not far from Washington, D.C., a high school assistant principal and a brother have been accused of plotting to murder ICE agents. A pair of brothers, one of whom is an assistant principal at a Virginia high school, this is who's indoctrinating your kids, are now accused of plotting to murder Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, the Department of Homeland Security has now revealed. On November the 19th, law enforcement officials arrested John Wilson Bennett and Mark Booth Bennett, both American citizens, and charged the brothers with conspiracy to commit malicious wounding. According to DHS officials, the Virginia Beach Police Department. Virginia Beach, by the way, is right by Norfolk, right by our military base. So just understand how close this is to the military. The Virginia Beach Police Department launched an investigation into the Bennett brothers on November the 17th after an off-duty officer in Norfolk, Virginia. That is where, like, the USS Cole, for example, was repaired. It's where are many of our men and women that train to land on aircraft carriers. In our Navy train. At night, you can hear the F-18s or the F-22s practicing overhead. This off-duty officer in Norfolk, Virginia overheard them, thank the Lord, discussing plans to allegedly kill police officers and ICE agents. Mark Bennett, in particular, allegedly discussed plans to meet with other anti-ICE activists in Las Vegas, Nevada, with whom he would purchase firearms. The plot allegedly involved using firearms with explosive rounds to kill as many agents as possible. It's chilling that a human being, much less a child educator, would plot to ambush and kill ICE law enforcement officers, offering such specifics as to getting a high caliber rifle that would pierce law enforcement bulletproof vests, is what the Department of Homeland Security, Trisha McLaughlin, said in a statement, saying, quote, thanks to Homeland Security investigations and our partners, these men are behind bars. Our officers are facing a more than 1,150% increase in assaults against them and an 8,000% increase in death threats while they risk their lives every single day to remove the worst of the worst, including murderers, rapists, child rapists, pedophiles, terrorists, and gang members. from bounties placed on their heads. That's right. There are now bounties placed on the heads of ICE agents. To their murders, threats to their families, stalking, and doxing online. Our officers are experiencing an unprecedented level of violence and threats against them and their families. Mark Bennett, by the way, was arrested at the Norfolk International Airport, where he was scheduled to fly to Las Vegas to apparently do all the things he said he was going to do. John Bennett was arrested in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where he served as the assistant principal of Kempsville High School since 2009, indoctrinating your kids. The brothers' court hearings are scheduled at a later date. So take all of that, and let's go back to the Democrats and their video that they put out. And tell me this isn't a rallying cry for violence against our men and women in uniform.
I'm Senator Alyssa Sotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly. Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow.
I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military.
And the intelligence community.
Who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
And right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution, and who we
are. Here's my question about that video. I'm not sure that video is actually trying to target men and women in uniform to stop doing their jobs as much as it is maybe trying to inspire others to go after those men and women in uniform that are, in fact, doing their jobs. It's almost like it's a hit list. Here are the people that if they are doing their job, maybe you should target. Maybe you should go after them. It's almost like it's an enemies list instead of a solicitation to make you stop doing your job. I think the majority of the National Guardsmen, for example, in Memphis, that saw that billboard saying, "What are you doing?" Their response would be very clear. We're keeping people safe in the most dangerous city in America, the most deadly city in America, in Memphis. The same thing in Washington, D.C. or Chicago or anywhere else. I think that's what this actually boils down to. I think that's what this actually is. I think the majority of men and women in uniform in the National Guard know exactly what they're doing and why they are doing it. So you then have to ask yourself this question. With a combination of the billboards and the video and the radical left doing what they are doing, are they actually putting this out there for no other reason but to say, here are the bad guys. It is the CIA. It is the FBI. It is the Department of Justice. It is the men and women in uniform. It is law enforcement. It is ICE agents. It is the police. It's anyone that's enforcing our laws. Could it be that maybe this was meant to be a two-part video serving two purposes? Hey, if we grab a straggler in the military, great. But maybe we're trying to, I don't know, inspire people to go out and shoot ICE agents or shoot National Guard members in Washington, D.C. blocks away from the White House. You look at the 29-year-old Afghan who entered the United States of America under the Biden administration in 2021. He was reportedly allowed in with a visa. He overstayed it. And he yelled Allah Akbar during the attack days after. Days after the video I just played for you went viral. Do not tell me this is by accident. Do not tell me that this isn't orchestrated. Al Sharpton, by the way, getting in on the action on MSNBC, says it's President Trump's fault for the National Guardsmen being shot because he put them there. Two people that are fighting for their lives, guardsmen, that this president put there. Those of us who have been opposed to the president's policy show that we are not going to morally match him by going down to a level of insensitivity, he said. It just seems ironic to me that people who pardon people assaulting police officers are now talking about how they're going to uphold and look up to the people who were beaten on January the 6th. That's how shameless Al Sharpton and MSNBC was less than 3 hours after the attack. That is the rhetoric they were putting out. 1-877-381-3811. Ben Ferguson filling in for the great one, Mark Levin. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Let me ask you something. Do you remember 2008? Well, do you remember all the bailouts, the fear, the sleepless nights watching your savings evaporate? I do. Well, I get a similar vibe of this kind of rot starting to be creeping in again. Bad loans, risky banks, mountains of debt nobody wants to talk about. Auto loan defaults are rising. Commercial real estate's not what it used to be. Look, we've been here before, and it usually doesn't end well for people who wait. But here's the good news. You don't have to sit helplessly this time. For over 25 years, Monetary Gold has helped Americans just like you get help protecting their wealth through every storm. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and a proven record of helping clients come out stronger on the other side. Call 877-NOW-GOLD or visit marklovesgold.com. When the dollar trembles, gold stands tall. Help protect what's yours. That's 877-NOW-GOLD, 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. Always consult your financial and tax professional before making an investment decision.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Redding Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Ashton Aged Maduro. Blended by world-renowned cigar maker Carlito Fuente, a masterpiece is born. Vibrant filler and binder from the DR are artfully crafted with a luxurious Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, gifting us with subtle notes of cocoa, almond, molasses, and black pepper. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Right now in war-torn Ukraine, elderly Jews like Maria face a brutal winter and a constant search for food. Maria is 85 years old. She lives alone. She's nearly blind. She has a broken hip. And she's a Holocaust survivor. Her father and brother were murdered by the Nazis. Maria still lives in her childhood home. There's no indoor plumbing, no heat. It's bitterly cold. And today, like yesterday, Maria barely has enough food to survive. Her hunger is unbearable. She prays for warmth, food, and someone to help her. Through the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, your tax-deductible gift of $25 helps provide a survival food box, life-saving aid for someone like Maria. Please don't delay. Your gift today to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews will help provide the life-saving food and hope that Maria and many like her desperately need. Please rush your gift and call 844-866-IFCJ. That's 844-866-IFCJ. You can go online, levinforthefellowship.org. That's L-E-V-I-N for thefellowship.org. God bless you. On you, big dope.
And you always learn something. Mark Levin is on the Rio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
All right, welcome back. It is the Mark Levin Show. Ben Ferguson with you. It's so nice to have you on the program. And if you just joined us, we've got a lot we've been talking about, including the attack in Washington, D.C. I do want to get some of your phone calls. We've had so much breaking news tonight. So I want to make sure I get to some of your phone calls. 1-877-381-3811. I haven't said as much tonight, so if you're listening, and I'd love to keep up with you, please grab my podcast, the Ben Ferguson Podcast. You can listen in the mornings. I also do this really cool podcast called the 47 Morning Update. It is the big stories coming out of the White House every day. It's short, about 10 to 12 minutes long. And if you want to know what's happening at the White House every day, you can start your day with it. It's super fast and just filled with information. And if you've never tried it, try it. It's called the 47 Morning Update, wherever you get your podcasts. And you can follow me on social media. All right, let me get to your phone calls now. 1-877-381-3811. Let me go to Jerry in El Paso. Welcome. You are on the Mark Levin Show. Ben Ferguson with you. Hello.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Good, sir.
Okay, I have a couple of points here. First off, I want to give thanks to the National Guard and their service. They deserve a lot more respect than what people give them.
Amen to that.
As a former first sergeant in the National Guard, kudos to you. Hoorah. Second off, George Washington used the militia to put down an insurrection in 1794 that was tax-related.
Mm-hmm.
The Whiskey Rebellion, whiskey producers in Pennsylvania refused to pay taxes, which was a law that was made for revenue. So he was using the militia, which is equivalent today to the National Guard, to uphold the law. So the presidents is there for Donald Trump to use militia to protect citizens when there is a necessity where the civilian, or not the civilian, the local police and the state police cannot do the job. So there is a presence there. Then third off, there is a law under Title Code 18, Title 18, Chapter 115, Subsection 2385, advocating overthrow of government, which if they're displaying them billboards up there, somebody better look at that law and find out who's doing that, because that falls right in that law.
Well, and this is there's a certain point here where I think you have to hold people accountable for their actions, especially when they're as malicious as this. And stop acting like this isn't happening. It is happening. And it's happening at an alarming rate where people are getting shot. People are getting killed for just doing their job. That's all they're doing. They're doing their job. But when you dehumanize them and you desensitize people to this and you turn them into the worst people in the world and you turn them into this dog whistle to go kill them, it is incredibly terrifying. And it's something that people should be angered about. They should be furious about this that is happening, and it's happening because of the left and Democrats who are saying, do it, do it, do it. And over again, they keep doing this. Time and time. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you. Let me go to Anna in Savannah, Georgia. Thanks for waiting. You're on the Mark Levin Show. Ben Ferguson with you. Hi.
Hello, Ben. This is Anna from Savannah, Georgia. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, ma'am?
I am good. I am a loyal listener to Mark Levin, but also this is my second time of being honored to speak with you. I was originally calling in at the beginning of your show in response to the numbers, the data, the polls that came out in regards to younger newly registered voters, teens, 20-year-olds would prefer a socialist form of government. But as an educator, I received my bachelor's in education. And after having 23-year-old just graduated from college and did my best to prevent her from being indoctrinated, as at first there was a bit of resistance. And then a 20-year-old now beginning college, and they do not, in high school, they used to teach government, civics, and economics. And it's like the history is being erased in their mind. And in regards to, it ties into, this did not start until, I believe, with Obama. I don't know if it was like the mothership becoming more and more hungry, power, money, funding.
Well, it goes back to what I talked about in the first hour. You've got this data now that the majority of people under 40 are fine with a socialist winning the White House, want a socialist to win the White House. This is the fight that we're in for the future of this country. We are one election away from being a socialist nation. That's just the truth. And when you get socialists, you get this type of anarchy and dehumanizing of people and not respecting people. And saying it's fine and you're justified in killing people. That's what happens in socialist countries. I'm out of time. God bless you guys. Have a great Thanksgiving. Keep up with me on social media. Follow me, Ben Ferguson Show on X, Ben Ferguson Podcast. Grab it wherever you can. God bless America. Keep our men and women safe.
With you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.